We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jamie and Stoney with you on 97.1 The Ticket. The other night on HBO, there was a sports doc called The Scheme. This was about the unfolding college basketball, what we thought was going to be scandal that started a couple years ago, involving some pretty prominent Division I coaches and assistant coaches who took the brunt of the punishment. And one of the guys who was in on the investigation from the get-go, who always seems to be in on the investigation from the get-go, a good friend of the programs and the stations, former co-host of the Gators, the one and only Dan Wetzel, who joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am well. How are you guys holding up?
We're holding up pretty good. What was interesting, Dan, and I was really looking forward to watching that. I didn't realize, Jamie, I don't know if you saw it, that this whole thing is all because of Wetzel. Because he wrote a book like years ago, and Christian Dawkins saw it as like a teenager and decided, I want to be a sports agent, right?
I'm out here shaping young minds. Tony. Yeah, I wrote an investigative book about all the kind of characters and scandals in AAU basketball. This was like 20 years ago, called Soul Influence. And little did I know, a few years later, a middle schooler in Saginaw would get a hold of the paperback and read it and not see it as whatever you would see it as, a cautionary tale, and instead decided, I want to do that. And I told Christian it wasn't a how-to book, but Christian, son of Lou Dawkins, longtime Saginaw High coach and then a college coach at a bunch of places, most recently Cleveland State. Just a really, really interesting guy, Christian. Very, very smart, very charismatic, kind of your perfect, really entrepreneur, but at the time he was just trying to hustle his way into becoming sort of a sports agent, and then it all went haywire for him.
Dan, other than it's the NCAA, this is just the way things happen, how is it that Sean Miller and Will Wade still have their jobs? I mean, the Will Wade one in particular, as you pointed out in your column, on tape basically saying, or on wiretap saying, I will pay players to come to LSU. How do they still have their gigs?
Well, that's a good question. I think that the NCAA just is not as feared or as respected as it was even 5 or 10 years ago. And I think Will Wade and Sean Miller both were able to get their schools to kind of rally around them. Includes Bill Self or anybody else that's been involved in this. Anyone pretty much with Rick Pitino, who I think was sort of fired for a lifetime achievement award as much as anything else. They just sort of sit, they get the fans and they get the school to say, yeah, we're going to fight and we're not going to believe our lying ears as we hear these tapes. And they've rallied around these coaches and now they're kind of stuck. And so, LSU's basically like, we don't care. We don't really care what's on the wiretap. But if you hear these phone calls, it's clear as day what everyone's talking about.
And there's stuff that they didn't show in the movie, I guess, or the documentary that is even more damning. And, the Southern District of New York that, we watch in billions, with right. Chuck Rhodes, Paul Giamatti, they completely dropped the ball. I mean, they made this out to be, this was going to be the most unbelievable thing. You thought they were going to bring down Pitino, and you mentioned Bill Self, and they got Bupkis, they got Christian Dawkins, you know, who still is appealing for basically doing nothing. I swear he looked like he was entrapped as well with the video. And the assistant coach at Arizona spent some time in jail, and that's because he refused to rat out Sean Miller. Now Sean Miller won't even talk to him.
Yeah, when they did, if you remember 2.5 years ago, they first did this, and it was the FBI and the Southern District of New York, which are federal prosecutors, and you don't want to mess with federal prosecutors anywhere, but particularly in New York. This group is the one that does, you know, insider trading on Wall Street or huge terrorism cases or the big political cases or whatever. These are the best of the best. And they sat there and had this meeting and they said, look, we've done a 3-year investigation into college basketball. And if you're paying players, we've decided this is a federal offense, which alone is a stretch of a legal theory. But, you know, hey, they can do it. But certainly not anything anyone thought was a federal offense until now. And I remember being like, wow, I mean, if these guys are doing this is not the NCAA investigators. Okay. This is the most powerful, you know, organizations, law enforcement organizations we have in the country. And that rattled college basketball. And everyone was like, holy cow, they could put all sorts of coaches away. I mean, everyone knows how this stuff works. And there are lots and lots of coaches out there paying players, setting things up. And it's like, if all of a sudden this is going to be a federal offense and the FBI and the Southern District are going to get involved, this could be crazy. And instead, basically, as the movie shows through just really bad investigations, you know, a couple sketchy undercover agents that got in trouble, and I think just kind of boredom on the case, they just never really pursued anybody that any of us would care about. And so they got a few assistant coaches that almost no one knew the name of. They get this guy, Christian Dawkins, who's basically, during the time of the crimes, this like young 20-something hustler who, you know, isn't making maybe the best business judgments. But again, you know, at most he gave away a few, you know, maybe $10,000 to $20,000 to people. Like that's his crime. He didn't steal any money. He just gave it away. And, you know, a mid-level shoe executive, nobody got in trouble on this. And, you know, the total tally of prison times is Dawkins has a year and a day. That's the biggest one. Most of the others are just a few months. And it was very, very surprising how such huge hype from the federal government and the FBI on what they were going to do. And I think there was actually some optimism. We talked to, you know, some of the coaches, certainly Tom Izzo and guys like that, that D-line, that, you know, were kind of hopeful that, hey, maybe this helps out. That just never materialized. And so what you really end up with is even the coaches that get caught up in it, not legally, like Sean Miller and Will Wade, these guys were not charged, but obviously their names are all over it. They didn't even lose their job. So it almost has empowered people. It's almost done the exact opposite of what they were hoping initially it was. So a really, really weird case. I covered the whole thing. Not at all how I thought it would end up. And I think if you watch the movie, you'd feel the same way. It's just like, at the end, you're just like, what exactly was this? Why are we spending this much time to get, you know, a kid like Christian Dawkins? He's 27 now, he's not a kid, but like if Christian Dawkins actually does have to go to prison for a year, the streets are no safer because this guy's, you know, awesome. It's like what's he going to do? Run around and pay a high school kid money? That's his crime?
And you know what's funny? When they put him in jail the first night, it was like he's in the same place as El Chapo.
Right. Yeah, he was in there. He was in the same prison where Epstein did her to not kill himself.
Like
Michael Cohen, like all these big political guys, like the MCC Manhattan is, yeah, you're not, again, this isn't just the, you know, Macomb County Jail. Not that I want to go there.
No.
But or anywhere else, but this is it. Yeah, he's one floor away from El Chapo, the Mexican drug lord. This is Christian Dawkins because, you know, again, what is my crime? You paid high school kids some money that they didn't earn. It's like, okay, that's the crime. I paid people. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Dan Wetzel here from Yahoo Sports. This probably is about a 40-minute discussion that we'll try to wrap up in around 90 seconds.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've thought a lot about what the effects this coronavirus is going to have on the world, obviously, and I'm not trying to downplay the health scare, but for college sports, I mean, they obviously lost their biggest payday of the year, the NCAA, with the cancellation of March Madness. Now the suggestion that we might not have football. I mean, have you thought about the long-term ramifications for sports, collegiate sports as we know it?
Look, if they don't have a college football season next year, and I don't even like saying it, but it's obviously not. Like, they just canceled Wimbledon, and that's in the middle of July. You know, it starts creeping closer. If they don't have football next fall, every one of these schools, particularly the ones that most people care about, are going to have a huge financial crunch. I mean, those ticket sales are everything. And so even a place like Michigan, even a place like Michigan State or Notre Dame or Alabama that you just say they print money, they're not printing money unless they can get those 7 or 8 home dates. And now, I don't know, is it sports get cut back? Our salaries, our conferences realigned? Anything's possible, because there will be a massive scramble to get the money, because the schools aren't doing well either.
Right.
I imagine there'll be enrollment drops, and there's nowhere to turn on some of this. So you know how bloated and how much, you know, these salaries we hear about and how many assistant coaches there are and all these different things. It will get rattled really, really quickly if there isn't a football season. And so, yeah, I don't think if there isn't a football season, what you're going to get college sports coming out is not what you had coming in. The NBA, the NHL, NFL, they can weather this somehow because they got billionaires behind it. But I don't know how some of these schools are able to weather it without those ticket sales.
Real quick, you wrote a column at the end of last week, early this week, on golf during the coronavirus. I was in favor of what you wrote, but there are people who said, come on, really? We have this. What was the response you got nationally from the column?
Well, the golfers want to play, and the non-golfers think we're being selfish. But look, I can walk around my neighborhood. Why can't I walk around what is essentially a very controlled park?
Yeah.
Right? Even if you have two groups of four on every hole, which would be an extremely busy golf course, that's 144 people. Most golf courses are 150 acres and up. And so if you are walking, carrying your own bag or pulling your own bag, they can set up the cups so the ball doesn't even go in. You don't have rakes in the bunker. You're basically just on a walk with your friends or yourself, and you're hitting a ball every 200 yards. That's about it. You know, it's no different than walking around your neighborhood, going for a hike, walking around the park. We're supposed to have some recreation, some exercise. We all need it. Something to take our mind off it. I don't think golf. I think golf. I know it sounds like golf. It's a sport. What are you doing? You're being selfish. If you look at the logistics of golf, it can be done extremely safely, more safely than most of us that live in neighborhoods where there's the houses are crowded together. You're not going to have to keep dodging people on a sidewalk. You just make sure you're not within 6 feet of your partner at any time, which is really easy. So I think golf should be open. I hope it's not a huge deal right now because it's still pretty cold, but I hope that as these things go forward, I wouldn't call it relaxing, but as we get into April, allowing golf courses open, it would also keep some people employed. And it's not going to – golf's a huge business. And it's not just big, fancy country clubs. There's munis in every town in the city or all over the place. Keep some people employed. We need all of that we possibly can. So I'm in favor of that. I think Gretchen Whitmer's got probably more important things to do than worry about my golf game. But, I'm hopeful. We're hopeful.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the time this morning. Stay safe and for your family as well, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.